Oklahoma. Why did I say Oklahoma? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Today is 8-8-18. Good morning. Welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is KYMN out of Northfield, Minnesota, 1080 on your AM dial for almost 50 years. And in addition to that, of course, 95.1 FM, the one. A beautiful morning in downtown Northfield, Minnesota, broadcasting from our studios on Division near 2nd Street. Big meeting last night for the Defeat of Jesse James Day Committee, getting things ready, and it's so exciting to see that the bleachers have been torn down, and yesterday they started showing up. I think it took three truckloads to get them there and a bunch of men. And thank you to the Mike Peterson and others are putting them together without directions, I think. The pictures that TG had taken of them. So they seem to be getting it done, and they'll be up and running to go during Defeat of Jesse James days. Kind of waiting for another guest to come into the studio, but evidently that party is going to be out there doing whatever she's doing. So I'll just sit right here and say good morning to a young man that is seated across from me. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Kevin Vorachik, and we're going to talk about the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival this year, hosted in Faribault, Minnesota this Saturday.
And Kevin, where do you live?
I live in Faribault.
Okay. You've been on my show before.
Three times.
Why?
Because I'm also the mayor of Faribault.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, do you still work for a phone company?
Correct. CenturyLink, yes.
CenturyLink. Yep. Okay. That's more like a business outlet, isn't it, as opposed to residential and personal?
The majority of our business is done as a residential service.
Okay. So, how about smartphones and stuff?
We don't handle any cell phones. They sold that off 10 years ago.
Okay. So you're landlines only.
Yep.
All right.
Telephone and internet.
And internet. Yes. And what's your CDBG or whatever they call that stuff, that measurement of data?
Megabits.
Megabits?
Yeah. Yep. It depends on where you are in town. Some areas are up to 100 meg and some are only at 3 meg. So.
Okay. I remember when that stuff first started coming in. And the city councils in St. Paul and Minneapolis were talking about, we got to get this and you got to get that. And I had no idea what they were talking about.
Right.
And then Wi-Fi, that's not the same thing, right?
Well, Wi-Fi is part of it.
Okay.
It's just the delivery system.
Okay. And then Wi-Fi, hotels and restaurants started advertising that Wi-Fi is available. And then you have to use a code to get to it and all of that.
Yep.
It's amazing how much it has grown, and you're just a young man, so you must have gotten into that on the floor, would you say?
Pretty much. So I've been there for about 18 years now, and so when I started, internet wasn't really a thing yet to have in your house. We still were installing landlines for teenagers to, you know, call at Christmas. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what rank have you grown to as a member of CenturyLink?
I'm still just a dirt kicker. So
what does that mean? Still just. What does that mean? A dirt kicker.
I work out in the field, and I dig the holes, and I fix phone lines, and I install internet into people's houses, and, you know, I'm just I'm the everyday guy that you see out on the street driving around in a big white and green van.
Do you ever do any administrative work? Like, do you have to get permits and deal with administrations of communities so you can cross a road and all that stuff?
Nope, that's all done by contractors now.
Okay, so, but they have to go through the loops,
oh, yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And are more and more communities doing underground as opposed to poles?
Yeah, underground is always a preferred option, so that when you have a windstorm or a tornado or, you know, something drastic, ice storm, it doesn't affect the lines.
Kevin Voracek, my guest at the moment, and a young lady is also with us. And what is your name, ma'am?
I'm Kristen Twitchell.
You know what I'll do? I'll even turn on your microphone.
Well, thank you. I've been on with you once before, Kristen Twitchell, the executive director at the Paradise Center for the Arts.
Oh, yeah, that's when we got together for Pink Floyd.
Yes.
And that was a good show.
That was fun.
You had some good shows since then, too.
We have, yes. It's been just a packed season and continues to be so.
Say your last name again.
Twitchell.
Twitchell. Okay, now it's coming back. You know, I get righteously accused of people saying, what? I've been on your show two times. But there's so many people as I get older that I know them, and now I just, at that point where I say to you, hi, good to see you, and who are you?
That is okay.
And now it comes back, like I remembered you were the CenturyLink guy, and you were the lady from the Paradise. You had a couple shows since Pink Floyd that really were outstanding. Do you recall what they were?
Yeah, well, we've had several, but we had the Danger Committee, which is a great group. You can see them up at the Renaissance Festival, an improv juggling group that juggle scary things like knives and chainsaws. And then we have, at the Renaissance, they juggle fire, but we don't let them juggle fire indoors at the Paradise.
Fair enough.
That's
and
good.
Then we had Fabulous, which was an ABBA group, and they're actually doing their last show of the summer at Bernie's Pizza. They were a really great, just sellout crowd. And then we brought back Gary Rude's group.
Oh, good.
The Fab Six, and yeah, they again sold out. And then we just had a Grand Ole Opry tribute with Memphis in the Meantimes. And they are going to come back, and we've added them for an Grand Ole Opry Christmas.
All right.
So they're going to do a Christmas show for us.
And by the way, thank you for your consideration in regards to the hospitality that you showed my wife and I at the show.
Well, we were glad to have you.
And what was really fun is that I saw my neighbors there, and I'm going, hey, other people like Pink Floyd, you know?
They do. Actually, we're bringing them back.
Well, you know what I did the whole thing? I kept waiting for another brick in the wall, you know? And you know they're going to do that last.
Yes.
Because that, I think, is their predominant hit. But it was a good visual show and a good audio show, and good seating, comfortable, very intimate theater.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a great job down
well,
there.
Thank you.
Paradise Theater. But you came here to talk about something else, and I mentioned, Kevin, that where are the CDs? Where are the instruments? When I usually have folks on in regards to musical shows, part of the whole fun of it is live music on the air or a CD of the individual, and you didn't bring anything.
I didn't bring either one of them, but we will have two call-ins from the different groups. But it's such a fabulous lineup that we've got from the area and from Faribault and Northfield. A lot of familiar names in those bands, so I'm sure a few of them have been here with their instruments before.
Okay, so we're talking about the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest. Last year, I was down there. I had to get to Fetty Electronics to fix some speakers and that we use in parades for the Defeated Jesse James days.
Yeah.
And you guys, I went down there early because I had to get them going. And and you guys were putting up the stuff and getting ready to go about 9 o'clock, I think it was. And how did it turn out last year?
Last year was another gorgeous year. We had probably 6,500 people down there for the day.
Wow.
So it's a large number of people to flow through. But, you know, when we got 12 hours of live music and 10 food vendors and bouncy houses for the kids and face painting activities, there's lots for the whole family to do. So we got to get started early. I think our first guys show up about 6 o'clock.
Okay, so, wow. Central Avenue.
Yep.
And between 4th and...
Between 4th and 1st.
And 1st, okay.
Yep. Yep.
So that would be, I always get my directions mixed up, so that would be going back to Northfield from 4th to 1st.
Nope, other way around.
Or, to the library.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I take 22, so. But it's going to be a great show, obviously. 12 hours of music. That is amazing that you can do that. And how many sets are you going to have of different performers in those 12 hours?
Well, we have 8 bands. So our headliners, I imagine, will probably, because they're both on for 2 hours, that's GB Layton at 6:40 and Hitchville at 9, will each do 2 sets because they're, or one longer set because they're on a longer block. And then we've got 6 bands each doing an hour, a little bit more than an hour prior.
Are you going to have bands every block? Is that
no? We have one main stage, and that's where all the music comes from. And then this year we've added a family stage, which is going to have a mix of some storytellers. We have a show that Sam Temple and Logan Ledman do called 1855 Live. It's a TV show, so they're going to do little mini vignettes, little story caricatures of
famous people. A TV show?
They do a cable TV show.
Oh, okay.
And then they've actually, Logan's from here in Northfield and Sam's from Faribault, and they've actually turned it into a play that they're presenting at the Paradise. So they're going to do these little character sketches from that play, and then we've got some Paradise Community Theater young people doing some storytelling. And then we just finalized, we're going to be presenting The Lion King Jr. next weekend. We have
what?
A children's, The Lion King Jr., Disney show. So we've got
I'm
some,
not familiar with that. I'm
how
sorry.
Can you not know The Lion King Jr.?
Well,
the Lion King, the movie The Lion King.
This The Lion King, yeah.
The Lion King Jr. is just a shorter version of it.
Okay.
For kids to All put right. on. So they're going to get up and sing everybody's favorite, Hakuna Matata. And then we have, that's at noon, and then the Aztec Dancers from here in Northfield will be on that family stage at 1. And then we have Spontaneous Productions, which is an improv group out of Owatonna, and they're going to do little family improv at 2 and then again at 4.
Is that comedy?
Yes. More like they were all trained up at Comedy Sports in the Cities.
Okay.
So it's more kind of an improv style comedy versus stand up. So that's happening on the family stage. And then, of course, we'll be talking today about the great music lineup we have.
And, of course, the Aztec Dancers were here on right here, right in front of the studio, and they did their dance. And I love those costumes, and I was watching them, and I said, you know, that a guy could learn that, and it's they're so on and so tight when they do it, and they have little kids all the way up to older adults, and the longer you've been in the group, the bigger the feather head. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Well, the little lady was telling us all about that. And the more feathers you have, the more years you've been involved in the Aztec dancing. But what time are the phone calls coming in?
We have Matt Arthur, who's part of Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders. We're going to talk to him. I guess you guys take a break at 9:30, and we'll get him on the line around 9:30. And then our Heidi Owens from Hitchville, which is our headliner, we'll be talking to her about 10:15 a.m.
And that's Matt who?
Arthur. So it's part of Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders.
Okay.
And I know at least one of the Bratlanders, Doug, is from here in Northfield.
Okay. All right. And then the other lady that's going to be on, what's her name?
Heidi Owens from the band Hitchville.
Heidi. No, is that band Heidi what?
Owens.
Owen. And is that Hitchville? Is that the big show?
They are. They actually are probably one of the biggest names, if not the biggest names we've ever had at this particular festival at the Blue Collar. And they just recently played the Super Bowl. They were on the Verizon, the main outdoor stage at the Super Bowl.
So. They were the closing act for them. So we figured it would be a good closing act for us for our 10-year anniversary. So.
Yeah, and it's going to be quite interesting because it's from one extreme to the other, temperature-wise. You're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow, a nice warm day.
On Saturday, it's probably a little easier to play your instruments when it's 80 than when it's, what was it that day?
It was like 10 below or whatever.
Yes.
You know, I understand why you're involved in this, but why are you involved in this?
Well, many years ago, a Northfielder by the name of Ryan Heinrichs, when he was the director of Paradise, had asked me to be in charge of the food vendors, and I said, sure, I can help out with that. And then the next year he goes, well, you did that so good. How about you just be in charge of the festival the next year?
And
so now I've been around the festival for about 6 years, and I still enjoy it. So
now, are you in the position where you have to turn people away in regards to vendors?
Well, we try to limit the number of food vendors that we have just so that everybody makes money, because, you know, you don't want a food vendor coming in and saying, well, there were too many of us. I didn't make any money. It wasn't worth my time. And then that spreads around and then nobody wants to come back the next year. So, but, we haven't really pushed anybody away too much. We try to keep a good selection of the food quality and the selection wise.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two vendors that specialize just in barbecue stuff. We got Uncle B's Last Chance Barbecue, who's been up at the Dundas area quite a bit. He's at the baseball games up here. And then we've got Smokin' O's, which is a Faribault joint. So they will be our big smoked foods vendors.
Okay, so when you talked about this being a barbecue and arts fest, you're not having a barbecue contest?
We are having a barbecue contest.
Okay.
Yep, that's sponsored by Fairway Foods. So if you drive down Highway 3, you turn left at Fairway Foods to get to downtown. So they're our big rib sponsor this year. So we'll have eight different food people down there, or eight different teams grilling their ribs. And then about 2 o'clock, we do the judging. And then at 4 o'clock, we do the awards on stage.
Well, before we go any further, I have to say there's one place in town that is the only place in town that has flame broiled burgers. Speaking about cooking.
Absolutely.
And that, of course, is the Quarterback Club on Highway 3 South Northfield. Today is Wednesday. They have a very nice special. I think it's a hot roast beef sandwich with potatoes and mashed potatoes and gravy and corn. So I also want to tell you they have the best baby back barbecued ribs in town, and they're really reasonable in regards to price. You know, baby back barbecued ribs are very pricey. And, of course, they have outdoor dining, and it's locally owned, locally managed, and a lot of young people get their first job at the QB, the Quarterback Club on Highway 3 and 3rd Street, a great sponsor of the Wayne Eddy Affair. My guest this morning on Kim is Kevin Voracek and Chris Twitchell, and we're talking about a big event that's coming up in downtown Faribault, and the Paradise Center for the Arts stage music lineup is going to be something else, and we'll be talking about other things. But when you get to the barbecue contest, there was a fellow by the name of Hoover that lived south of Dundas, and I think on County Road 8 or maybe 9. But anyhow, he always wanted to have a barbecued contest because he raised cattle. What were they called? Not tuxedo, but some fancy name cattle. And to do it, do you have to get permission from a organization that they all belong to, or how does that work where you can do that and draw big attention?
Well, usually having a good sponsor helps. So having the longevity that the Paradise has had, so this is our 10th year doing the festival, it's well known, but there are some other great big events like Smokin' and Steel. There used to be an event down at the Rice County Fairgrounds, and so those would all just feed off of each other. So once you get your name in the circuit of barbecue, then people show up just for your event.
Well, what are the rules and regulations?
Cook it well and cook it good.
Yeah.
And we are, this is a backyard barbecue contest, so this is different than like the Kansas City Masters.
Correct.
Level. This is really a, you know, designed for... You could join it.
Well,
we talked about this. You're more a chili guy. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you remember that.
I did.
Okay. So anybody can join, or do you limit it to so many?
No,
or?
Anybody can join. So,
but that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah. Yep.
So a little late to do that?
A little late. So in January, we released the form, so they could sign up on our website and send the form in. But right now, all of our ribs are ordered, and if we were to add, you know, 10 more teams, I think Fairway Foods might be a little nervous.
Okay,
to try
so
to find
how
the right number of ribs.
How many pounds do they give you to grill?
So each team can choose what categories they want to be in. There's a chicken category, and then there's a ribs category. So then if you're in the ribs category, you do 8 racks of ribs so that the judges get a rack, and then there's a people's choice. So then, you know, you as a guest to the festival can buy a ticket for $5, and then you get 3 tickets to try out 3 different style ribs. So the extra ribs are for consumption at this point.
So you have eight signed
racks
up.
Yes, 8 teams.
Okay, 8 teams signed up, and a team can be one or two or five people, whatever you want.
Yep, we've had teams where it's one guy that mans the grill and 5 people support him. So.
Okay, and so that's pretty detailed. What about the room to do that? How far apart are these places? And then can you just go up and give them a ticket and you get to taste one?
Correct. Yep. So they'll typically serve it right out of their booth, and they get like a 16-foot square to do all their cooking and their tent and all their setup in. So.
And what type of instrument do they use in regards to cooking them? There's the Weber, and then there's other kinds.
Yep, they bring whatever they want. So we've had electric grills, we've had smokers, we've had gas grills. It's all just in how they do it at their house and make their neighbors happy.
So basically the ribs are all the same size, and then it's up to them to cook them, not undercook them, not overcook them, but cook
right.
them.
Yep.
And then the sauce is, the secret is in the sauce, as they
Correct.
Say?
Yep, yep, okay. The sauce or the rubs or whatever they do to make theirs taste better than the next guy.
Okay, so you have judges that are doing that, and yep. then you have people's choice.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what about the intensity in regards to spicy? Do what they want?
Do what they want, yep. Yep, and some of these people's choices, they'll actually do one set of ribs just for the judges, and then they'll do another flavor for the people's choice just to have fun and see what they think about it.
Okay, now, so. Do they make their own sauce, or do they use an over-the-counter sauce?
Either way. A lot of the guys have created their own sauces and rubs, and some of the guys will go out and buy somebody else's and rub it on the ribs, and then it's all about how you cook it and present it to the judge.
And present it.
Yes.
What is that like? Looks pretty on
Absolutely.
A plate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How big is a rack?
A rack is usually I think 12 bones.
Okay.
On a rack.
So they count by the bones.
Yep.
All right. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. I have two guests in studio this morning, Kevin Voracek and Chris Twitchell, and we're promoting the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest. Do any of the places down in Faribault, and I don't know the street it is, but it's Kitty Corner from the old roller skating rink, which is now something else.
Yep.
But there's a brewery down there, and there's, I think it's called 10,000 Drops or
yep.
something
so,
like that.
So that building has got the nickname of the Craft Corner.
Okay.
So there's F-Town Brewing in there, and there's 10,000 Drops.
Okay, but they're separate buildings, aren't they?
Well, it's all one big building. It used to be the Peterson Art Furniture.
Yeah.
Back in the heyday of hometown businesses.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our attorney for the defeated Jesse James days, Dave Vistendahl, owned that.
He still owns it.
Yep. Does it. Yeah.
And it's his son that is actually doing 10,000 Drops with some
buddies. I took a tour of that place before. I don't know if you remember, they were scheduled to open,
mm-hmm.
and then things didn't get in place, and so right. it had to be detained somewhat.
Yeah.
But it's really a unique building, what they've done to that. And
yes.
You really feel open, and when you go in, it's not that real, like it's real crowded in some places.
Right.
It's nice and open,
yeah.
and then you can walk right across a little concrete platform or whatever it's called over to the...
F-Town Brewing.
F-Town Brewing.
Yep.
So we have booze
yep.
and beer.
Correct.
In the same building.
Correct.
Now, how close will any of the events that you're doing be close to that?
Well, if you want to get super technical, we'll have one of the brewers from F-Town Brewing at the festival.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's only half a block away.
Okay.
So the last year and this year, we developed a partnership with F-Town Brewing for our festival. And so we have a homebrew competition. So if you make beer in your basement or your garage and you think it's really good, you can actually bring it down to the festival and enter it in a competition. And if you're the grand champion of the beer contest, you get the opportunity to brew it at F-Town Brewing.
Wow.
So that's kind of fun.
That's a big prize.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And the gentleman that won it last year, he actually brewed it all and kegged it and took it home with him. So.
Well, what about, do you have to have a previous entry to do that, or can
nope.
you just walk down and say, hey, here's my beer, I made it home,
you
taste it.
You need an entry form and some money, but...
Right.
What?
An entry form and some money.
Okay, but
yep.
could you do it the
yep.
day of?
Yes. Yes, the turn-in is 10 to 1, I believe.
Okay, and then and do you have you don't have to give a call in advance.
Nope.
You can just come down
nope.
there.
Just show up.
So somebody listening right now can say, you know, I just got done with a batch of beer. I think I'll bring down. How much do they have to bring?
They bring two bottles, two 12-ounce bottles.
Okay.
So of a specific kind.
Yes, of the same kind. So they would just wander over to pcabbq.net and download the form and fill it out and bring it with them.
And So who does the testing on tasting on that?
Or? Well, I've struggled for years, but I sacrifice myself as one of the judges. So
okay,
well, me yeah. too. Just making sure I get my name in again for this year because we do have categories. All right, it's not just yes. any type of beer.
Yep. So we have IPAs, pale ales, stouts, and we added an open category this year because last year we did have some people make one off beers. They made we had a jalapeno beer and blueberry beer was really big this year, so we wanted an open category so that if you don't fit one of the other three, you can bring it down and say, here you go, I want to try this as best of show.
Well, tell me about each one of those that you are saying the three top ones.
Yep.
IPA, is that something to do with India?
It's an India pale ale. It's been around for quite a while. It's a quite a hoppy beer. So there's if you would go down to the old Rubenstein, there was always two or three IPAs on tap down there.
Does it have something to do with the country, India?
No, it's the kind of hops that they use to brew the beer.
Oh,
so
okay.
All the hops are made just a little bit differently and a little bit different flavors and make a different style of beer, to how much hops is in it or how much bitterness is in your beer or whether it's smooth. Like a stout typically looks more like a coffee because it's a very dark beer and a very smooth beer. So the international bitterness units, the IBUs, are lower on a stout typically.
Okay, and those are two. What's the other one?
And then pale ale. So pale ale is stronger than your American Pilsner that we all drink, your Budweiser's, McGoldens, those things. It's stronger than that, but it's not quite as bitter or hoppy as an IPA.
Okay, because I've tasted beer that I I'll tell you one, the one that's made over in New Ulm.
Mm-hmm. Or at Shell's Brewing?
Yeah, Shell's. Yeah. I didn't like it at all.
Well, you can't say you didn't like it because they got 14 different varieties.
Well,
you got to be careful there.
They were serving it on tap at a golf tournament that sure. I was in. And I asked for, let's say, a Budweiser.
Yeah.
And they said, I'm sorry, we only sell Shells
right.
at their golf club. And I thought that was good. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. I'll support you on that. Hometown brewery, you bet.
Sure.
And they gave me a glass and or bottle or whatever it was. And I took one sip and I said,
Could you see through it?
I don't recall.
But if you could see through it, it was probably their original Deer brand. They have one that they've made forever, and they just call it Deer brand.
Okay. So, well, it was real bitter to me, And kind of like that. You don't have a Diet Coke, please.
Yeah.
So that's a big event all by itself, all the beer lovers.
And sure
now,
can
now,
be.
Now yep. you got the barbecue lovers.
Yep.
And you're bringing in the families to do yep. their things. You're bringing in the comedians to do their thing. And this is grown every year?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, I call it this year it's the more year because it's our 10th anniversary. There is more of everything. There is more music. There are more food trucks. There are more family activities. So it's
there
really,
are more stages.
There are more stages. Yeah, we've really amped it up for the 10th anniversary event.
A lot of volunteers?
Yeah, this event takes 90 volunteers.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the folks who are on the stage helping get the bands on and off and the committee and a lot of other folks. That's just the people if you walk up and go to the info booth or a pop and water booth or the kids area. That is, so there's really more than 90, but it's just 90 bodies filling various slots throughout the day. And we still could use about 12 more volunteers. So we invite folks, if you're interested, to...
What if you don't like barbecued chicken and barbecued ribs? What if you're hungry?
Well, then you go to our food vendors. We'll have 10 food vendors there, and only two of them are barbecue. Otherwise, we've got ice cream, we've got corn dogs, we've got deep fried cheese curds, we got taco sandwiches. There's a
Norris
little bit of everything.
Norris Cuisine, which has gluten free, and I know they've been at Imminent.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, Norris Cuisine will be there.
Plus, there's downtown restaurants. We have the Cheese Cave and the Signature, which are both sponsors of this event.
Yep.
And if you don't want to eat at a food truck, there's lots of downtown restaurants to choose from.
Correct. So if you need to get out of the heat that day and go check out the air conditioning, you can go into the New Lorianne's or into the Signature, and they'll take care of you there too.
And we have pizza, the one in Montgomery.
Yeah, Pizzeria 201 is coming over from Montgomery. So,
well, you guys are full of information, and I'm anticipating a phone call from someone or another. And you said 9:30, and the time right now is 9:31. So I'll take a brief break, and we'll see if Andy comes here and sets up a phone interview, and you guys can kind of be the leader on that, okay?
Sure.
You're listening to The Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN.
Northfield Manor. On the campus of Northfield Retirement Community, Northfield Manor is proud to offer HUD Section 8 subsidized equal opportunity housing for adults 62 and older. Take advantage of all amenities on campus, including our state-of-the-art theater, Imelda's Marketplace, Fitness Center, Main Street Cafe, walking trails, and more. Call today, 507-650-7332. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
When you work with folks you know, like me, Mark Quinnell, you know what to expect. That's why you should give State Farm Bank a try. A State Farm agent that helps protect your home, your car, and your family can help with your banking needs. It's more than just banking. It's banking with a good neighbor. State Farm Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Some products and services are not available in all areas. For information, call me, State Farm agent Mark Quinnell, at 645-4545.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is KYMN from Northfield, Minnesota, the home of cows, colleges, and contentment, and the neighbor to the big blue-collar barbecue and arts fest going on in Faribault on Saturday with over 90 volunteers. My goodness. You'll be able to taste beer and taste all kinds of barbecued ribs and chicken and a lot of music. And I have somebody on the line right now, and Matt Hertz is coming on, I believe. And I want you to know, Matt, that we have two people who you know, Kevin Voracek and Chris Twitchell. So I'm going to let those two talk to you, and I'll join in when I can. All right, with you?
Well, that sounds good.
Okay, you sound good. You're coming in. Well, go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the air with your friend. Or do you want to do it first?
That's fine. Kristen. This is Kristen. Hi, Matt. We are excited to have you all here. The biggest question that I always get is, what is your style of music? I know from looking, you know, information on the website, you kind of have a background in the old school, Johnny Cash and Leonard Cohen, those folks. But what's the type of music we can expect from Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders?
Well, we'll kind of do, I guess, sort of Americana roots music, you know, like you described. A lot of some original songs and some covers, you know. I mean, I guess we'll just kind of do a mixture of stuff. Well, this weekend it's going to be a little bit different because a couple of my normal bandmates can't make the show. So we've got me and Don Bratland and for sure a fiddle player. So
okay,
it'll be a little bit different configuration, but that's sort of the way we work, you know. There might be two of us that can do the show. There might be six or eight of us, you know.
I have a question for you. This is Wayne Eddy speaking, and that is, my question is, where are you calling from?
I'm from Ellendale, Minnesota.
So that'd be south of Faribault.
Me. What's that?
Oh, is that south of Faribault?
Yeah, that's down here between Owatonna and Albert Lee.
Sure, I knew a fellow that was a banker down there in Ellendale. And one of the things I like to know is, how long have the Bratlanders been together, and is Bratland a last name of some of the people there? Can you help me there?
Yeah, Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders has basically been together since 2003. We started, and yes, there's two twin brothers, Don Bratland and Doug Bratland. Don is my lead guitar player, and Doug plays bass. And Don also plays harmonica and stuff once in a while.
How long have you been performing?
Oh, about, I guess, all my adult life, so I suppose 30 years.
Wow, you've been there before. What's the biggest venue you ever had the privilege of playing?
Oh, Wayne, I guess I wouldn't know for sure. You know, I played the Turf Club. I played First Avenue Main Room one time years ago. Played the Top Hat out in Montana. That's a pretty big place. Willie Nelson's played there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you said you played at First Avenue, you got a lot of people's attention. Were you a rock band at that time?
Yeah, sort of a folk rock grunge band, I guess you could call it that time. That was back in the early 90s, I guess. And we kind of had a friend of mine who played guitar, and at that time I just sang, and then we had a bass player and drummer, and of course since then I picked up guitar and stuff.
Well, Kevin Voracek has a question for you.
Well, we're excited to have you here. So for your 15-year anniversary of your band, it sounds like. So is there anything new that you guys have pulled out this year that we can expect to be surprised with?
Oh, I don't know. We are working on some new material. We'll probably play a couple of new things at the show, or newer things anyway.
And you played the Blue Collar, I'm not sure what year.
I believe it was 2013.
Okay, so it's been 5 years. So yep. Halfway through.
Yep. Yep, you were in the middle, and now we're at year 10. So
I got to ask you, Matt, if you ever knew a fellow named Bob Wooten.
Well, I saw Bob Wooten. I got my picture taken with him.
Oh.
And of course, he was that was up, I don't remember what year it was. He come up to Northfield and played at the Grand one time.
Yeah, he was a guest of mine well before that. And I have the, I'm going to brag a little bit, he and my prosthetist, Brandon Sampson. Are you familiar with Brandon and the 6 Mile Grove?
Yeah, I know who they are, and I've seen them, yeah.
Well, anyhow, Brandon was here with his harmonica and guitar, and Bob Wooten was here with his guitar. And for those of you that don't know, Bob Wooten played with Johnny Cash for 30 years. And they sang Ring of Fire, and they let me join in, and they put it on YouTube. And boy, those two guys, Brandon and Bob Wooten, sounded great together. You ever emulate Johnny Cash and do some of his music? Is he like a past hero?
Yeah, I'm a fan, you know. I do. I wouldn't say I ever try to emulate or imitate him. I'm not an imitator.
Okay.
But, you know, I will do a song of Johnny Cash's once in a while, absolutely. I'll probably do it my own way a little bit.
Sure.
You know, but, yeah, I love to play some of his songs. And the ones I play are the ones you never hear usually, you know.
Like what?
Oh, maybe Pickin' Time or some of his gospel stuff that
okay.
he recorded, you know.
You know what I understand, Matt Arthur, is that musicians like yourself like to play their own music that they write and arrange. But I always maintain that, you know, do a cover song so people realize how good you really are. Do you kind of do that occasionally?
Well, we do cover material. I mean, yeah, we certainly do both, original and covers, you know. Well, there's just so much good. My vision is to do original material and keep old music going, or keep old music alive, you know. Because I love that old stuff from the 20s and 30s. And
wow.
The old blues and country blues stuff and jazz stuff. You know, I'm just a big fan of music.
All right. Matt, we're going to join another individual that came into the studio, so I'm going to badge you a farewell, but let's... put out that you're going to be on stage in Faribault this coming Saturday, and you are going to hit the stage at 1:30 in the afternoon. What about your other gigs that you have coming up? Let people know.
Yeah, let's see. I know we're playing at Eminent Brewing in Northfield on the 6th of September.
Oh, wow. That's during our celebration.
Yeah, that's during the Feed Jeff James Day weekend. And I know that we're going to be doing our Sunday morning traditional gospel brunch at the Contented Cow on the 9th, Sunday morning from 11 to 1.
Have I ever met you, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. It's possible.
I don't know either. It's a possibility because you're talking all about the places I'm so familiar with. Well, Matt, thank you very much for joining us on KYMN Radio, and we're looking forward to hearing you on stage at 1:30 at this coming Saturday's Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Well, thank you. Congratulations on 50 years up there, guys. That's great. You always have a good signal down here.
I like you. You're a good guy. I'm going to meet you this weekend, all right?
Well, that'd be cool, Dwayne. You come on down.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Bye now.
Yep, you bet.
All right. Good interview. I
love Matt Arthur. He's great.
And I'm going, well, why don't I know him?
I think you do. I think you've met him.
Okay.
And when you see him, he's the kind of guy you'll go, yeah, I have definitely met you.
Yeah.
He's got some big lamb chops.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And wears his dark glasses, you know, because he's blind.
Okay.
But he does, you asked him about Johnny Cash, and he does, he channels Johnny like you can't believe. You feel like the ghost is there. He's really something. That's a great band to watch.
Good. I'm glad that they're going to be helping out the Paradise Theater Center for the Arts, a big show coming up. Right now we're going to take a break, and we are going to be back in just a few minutes. We have somebody here that has arrived with an instrument, and we get to hear live music. I just love that when that happens. So stick around, folks. More to come on the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Wenzel Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Wenzel HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
Hey, what you selling?
Fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
You know it.
Can I give it a test drive?
Absolutely. Just be careful. It has a lot of power.
Whether you're in the market for a new dirt bike, jet ski, four-wheeler, motorcycle, side-by-side, or pretty much any other fun thing you're looking for, remember Leo's South in Lakeville. We sell fun.
Portable one, the one you want at Leo's South.
We sell fun.
Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
Picture perfect makeup, eyes turned down, smile. Endless heartache beneath your perfect style. Day to day you wonder if you'll ever get back to you. Late at night you lay there and you pray for something new just for a while.
Music on the Wayne Eddy Affair by way of CD, but the performer is in studio with me on KYMN Radio. And I'd like to welcome Ray Coudray, who you were on my guest list not even less than a year ago, am I right?
Yeah, I was at the end of school here, so right, May, sometime in May.
I like the way you answered that, a good yeah. What's give me a background on this song.
This song, Just For A While, is this is our full band. It's a CD recorded about a year ago. It's the title track off the CD, and it's also a song that I wrote the week that we went into the studio. It just popped into my head actually a lot of it's about my daughter being very young, and just kind of listening to it, or, you know, watching her, just thinking, you know, pretty soon they go off, you know, and right now I've got her around, so let's just hang out just for a while, you know, while you got them. You know how it is, right?
Yep, I understand that.
Sorry, I don't love you like you need.
What is your position in life today?
Well, I teach school at Northfield High School. I teach math. Yep.
Okay.
Then I run the Rock and Roll Revival.
And it's coming back. And, of course, when you say Rock and Roll Revival, you know who I think of first and foremost?
Probably Craig Wozner, exactly. I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. I had somebody on yesterday, I think, that is an admirer of Craig Wozner. I like this.
Thanks.
Fred the Bear on the Wayne Eddy Affair. It is 14 minutes before 10 o'clock on Kim, A Friend You Can't Count On. And we're going to be doing a lot of music this hour and conversation, promoting big events coming up in Faribault on Saturday and from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. And all kinds of things are happening. I'm going to ask our friend here from the Paradise Center for the Arts. We're going to ask her if she, Kristen, will you tell me what the 5:25 p.m. You have precise times here. The most interesting band in the world. What is that?
Well, that's actually their name. When I say it, people are waiting for their name. Their name is actually the most interesting band in the world. So they are up out of the Twin Cities area, and it's my understanding there's at least a couple of them that may be representatives in our Minnesota Congress and House of Representatives. So they're some friends of Senator John Jasinski, but they have a regular gig up in Stillwater. They play some of the bar scenes up in the Twin Cities, and they do rock covers. So everything from Tom Petty to the Foo Fighters.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So that really fun kind of sing-along, dance-along, fun dinner music, party music.
The songs that everybody knows and enjoys.
Okay, so that makes them the most interesting band?
I have no idea. Maybe they'll tell us the story behind their name.
But that's their title.
That is their name, yes.
Appearing tonight, the most interesting band in the world. That's a good kickoff to do that.
Right.
Amen, yeah.
Yeah.
And followed by them, they're going to play for a while. And at 4 o'clock, well, actually, I'm kind of going backwards, Fred the Bear, our guest here this morning, he'll be on at 2:45 with his group. Then at 4 o'clock, Moses Oakland Quartet. What is that?
Moses Oakland has been with us for 9 out of our 10 years. He missed 1 year, but he is very much the blues of our festival. He's been up there for many years, and he looks like he just came in from the field and sounds like he was out in the backwoods, and he's just a really smooth singer, and we just love having Moses Oakland around.
And it's called the Quartet.
Correct.
Okay, so we took Fred the Bear and Moses Oakland Quartet, the most interesting band in the world.
Yep.
But starting off is 11 a.m., a group that I think I have seen in many a parade around the area. And that's a bunch of people who like to sing Sweet Adeline.
They will be singing that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's at 11 o'clock, the Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus.
Right. So we wanted to kick it off big. A lot of festivals, when they open up, they go with a small name. But we're like, we want people to know that we're here at 11, and we mean business at 11 a.m. So, you know, come on down and listen to the Lakelander Barbershop Quartet. Have some ribs. Smell the ribs that are cooking. You know, we're open for business, and we don't want to waste any time.
And by the way, well, what time do you anticipate the ribs will be ready in the chicken?
For the people's choice. Just ribs for the people's
choice. Correct. Just the ribs. But about 2 o'clock. So they should be done about the same time as the judge turn-in.
And what time do they start cooking?
Some of them will be there at 7 a.m. setting up.
Oh, so, okay.
Yep.
What will they use for fuel?
Anything that they want to, as long as it doesn't explode.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you do have electric, you do have coal, you do have chips.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Whatever they want to bring with them.
All right. Yep. So we start the day off at 11 o'clock with the Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus.
Yep.
And they're always fun to sing along. For people my age, I can sing along with them, but I know the words. Then at 12:15, the Cannon River Currents. What a cute name.
I'm going to hand that over to Ray, because he actually helped book some of these groups and can tell us a little bit more about them.
Well, I think you've actually met them, Wayne. Helen Forsyth is one of them.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
So you've had her in here before. I've heard her on your show, actually. So she's a local gal she's from Northfield, and I'm not sure where her partner's from, but they play fiddle and banjo and sing some great harmonies, and they do some real old-time bluegrass music. you know, Woody Guthrie and that sort of thing. And they play around town at the Hotspot and down at Imminent Brewing and things like that. Great, great act.
You're bringing back some good memories. I do recall her, and I do recall the fiddle, and it's always fun. I enjoy interviewing musicians and having them bring their CDs or bring their instruments along. All right, so we start with the Lakelanders Barber Shop Chorus, then the Cannon River Currents from the Northfield area at 12:15, and then at 1:30, you're going off with you and Matt Arthur in the Bright Landers. We just spoke to him, okay, and then Fred DeBear. Okay, so then I'm looking on your poster here. I see those acts, all six of those. Okay, then it's G.B. Layton. Who can talk to me about G.B. Layton or G.B. Layton?
Well, G.B. Layton is a Minnesota legend. He's really big in the Twin Cities scene. He's played at the Zoo's Amphitheater many, many times. Probably has played there this summer. I'm not 100% sure. I've been busy with my own stuff. But I've seen him before, and he's just going to bring you know, there's a lot of people who are very familiar with him. You know, if you're of a particular age, my age essentially, perhaps our age, I'm not sure.
Not my age.
He's much younger, yeah. But anyways, yeah, he's real big in the Minnesota scene, and he's going to draw a real huge crowd. If you haven't seen him, he's incredibly talented, and you should definitely check him out.
Now, all of these talents have their own website, right?
Yeah,
most of them do, and I would imagine that they put that out on their website and in Facebook and the social media to let them know that they're going to be here in Faribault.
Yep, absolutely. Faribault. Yep. Yeah. We have fredthebear.com, pretty clever. I know Matt Arthur and the Bratlanders. You can search them, and they have it, their website, and G.B. Layton and so on, all of them. Hitchville is fantastic, too. They play a huge variety of music.
So you're the one that booked the music?
No, I think that was sort of a tag team, wasn't it? Like, did all of us have a hand in that?
To some extent, yes.
Yeah.
Well, did you, are they all coming back, or which ones are first-time performers?
I think most of them are actually, well, Lakelanders Barbershop Chorus has performed in Faribault and around the area. I don't think they performed the Paradise Stage, but I think this is
never
the first
at our
time.
Festival.
And then we've Cannon River Currents. This will be their first time performing. Matt, we were just talking to Matt Arthur and the Brett, and they played the 5-year anniversary. Now they're playing our 10-year anniversary, so that's fun. And then Fred the Bear has played the Paradise Main Stage. Have you played the festival?
I played it a long time ago, the second year or something.
So Fred the Bear played a long time ago, and then Moses, obviously, Oakland has been 9 of the 10 years. But the three bands in the late afternoon, evening, this is all their first time.
Well, I have an interesting question, Fred the Bear. Do you think that most musicians will have CDs available or download information or T-shirts or anything?
I know we will. Matt Arthur has quite a few CDs. He just put a new one out himself with some old gospel music. He recorded with up in the cities with a bunch of musicians up there. He's got the Bratlanders CD. G.B. Layton has a ton of stuff. Hitchville, probably. I'm not sure about the others.
Now, what's the background on Hitchville?
Well, they've been around for a little while. They have a variety of instruments, including of the main person. He plays fiddle and all kinds of things. They're going to play a huge variety. That's going to be a big deal.
I see there are 5 men and 1 woman in the Hitchville.
And if you look, there's like the main guy is probably my age, maybe 50 or close, and then they go down to, you know, probably some kids in their 20s.
Are
you in your 20s, Kevin?
No, I've surpassed that one.
All right.
So would we call it country western? Would you call it?
I'll turn that over to Kristen.
So I would describe G.B. Layton as maybe Southern rock. That be kind of a mix of Southern rock and country. And Hitchville is more country, but they play a variety of country, everything from old to new country for what that means to folks.
A lot of country pop.
Yeah, country pop. So songs that people are going to know and hear on the radio.
Yep.
And as we mentioned before, they played the Super Bowl, the Verizon stage. So they've gotten some really big festivals, and they have a really big following. And we were talking about G.B. Layton for those similar age. I would put him in the Martin Zeller, Tim Mahoney kind of category, slightly different style of music, but folks who obviously know those names, G.B. Layton's in the same lane.
Right. Well, I was wondering, Ray, if you can do a number that would last 2.5 minutes or three.
I could. I'll abbreviate one.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll take this brief break while you get your guitar in lap, and then you can take as long as you want. But I have to get this word in right now. On the Wayne Eddy Affair, you're listening to the story of the 10th anniversary of the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Festival. I remember when that first started, I thought that was a pretty big endeavor. And obviously, you've really done the job because it's a lot of hard work, and you got some great bands that know their music, and, well, we'll talk more about it after this word.
Every summer, you gotta pick vacation or staycation. Or, with Mall of America, it's a playcation. Start at Radisson Blue Mall of America, the hotel connected to MOA, giving you instant access to everything. And the kids will love the indoor swimming pool. Launch your day at Fly Over America, the ultimate flying ride. Soar from coast to coast. Feel real wind and mist. Then go deep at Sea Life Minnesota Aquarium. Come face to fin with sharks and sea turtles in a 300-foot-long underwater tunnel. Color me excited for Crayola experience. Melted wax spin art. Name your own crayon. See how crayons are made, and so much more. Then it's game on with over 100 classic and cutting-edge video games at GameWorks. Plus epic bowling and high-def sports viewing. And have you been to Rick Bronson's House of Comedy? It's the place to drink, dine, and laugh. And the High Point, Nickelodeon Universe. 7 acres of spine-tingling rides and one-of-a-kind attractions. Shop, dine, stay, and play all in one place. Visit mallofamerica.com for details.
All right, we are going to continue with the conversation before the news on KYMN Radio. Not a conversation, we're going to have some music performed for us live right here in our KYMN studios. Ray Coudray is behind the mic and the guitar, right? It's all yours.
The day we set it out on the streets of runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Strung from cages on Highway 9, chrome fuel injected and stepping out over the line. Maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap, we gotta get out. Well, I'm still young. It's tramps like us, maybe we were born to run. When they let me in, I wanna be your friend, I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs round those velvet rims and strap your hands cross my engines. Together we could break this trap. Gonna run till we drop, and baby, we'll never look back. Walk with me out on the wire. Girl, I'm just a scared and lonely rider. God, yeah, that's how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real. Beyond palace, hear me power drones scream down the boulevard. Girls comb their hair in rearview mirrors, and boys that look so hard. Amusement park rises bold and dark as kids are huddling the beach in the mist. I want to die with you, Wendy, on the street tonight in an everlasting kiss. Well, a highway jammed with broken heroes on a one last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight, and there's no place left to hide. Together, Wendy, I could live with sadness. I love you with all the madness in my soul. Someday, girl, I don't know when we'll get to that place. Really wanna go, and we'll walk in the sun. 'Cause tribes like us, baby, we were born to run. Oh, oh, oh.
Ray Coudray on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and name that tune.
Well, that's Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. People my age might say it's one of the best songs ever written. So
okay.
I hope I did it okay.
Well, I have to tell you that I thought it was going to be Bob Dylan.
Ah,
a similarity. And we are going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back. We have so much more to talk about. We're promoting right here, live and in color, in your ear, the big Saturday, August 11th, that's this coming Saturday, the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest, and there's a lot more going on than we've already discussed.
Congressman indicted. Gates relents. I'm John Trout. Upstate New York GOP Congressman Chris Collins has been arrested by the FBI and is being indicted on charges of insider trading. Our Scott Carr on the breaking news.
John, Representative Chris Collins, a frequent backer of President Trump and his first congressional endorsement, is also accused of lying to the FBI, along with his son Cameron and Stephen Zarsky, the father of Cameron Collins' fiancée. They're all being processed by the FBI in Manhattan. An investigation was launched last year looking into Collins' role in luring investors to an Australian biotech company. They're accused of multiple counts of securities fraud, as well as one count of wire fraud, one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and one count each of making false statements.
Protégé of Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, will return to the witness stand today as Manafort's fraud and tax evasion trial continues. The defense worked to discredit Gates' claims that Manafort oversaw an elaborate tax evasion scheme.
Gates admitting to having an extramarital affair, and the defense highlighting his refusal to use the term embezzlement. Manafort's lawyer pushing, "Why won't you say embezzlement?" Gates replying, "What difference does it make?" The defense again asking, "Why don't you say embezzlement?" Finally, Gates caving. It was an embezzlement from Mr. Manafort.
There's Joe Johns covering proceedings again today. No certified winner yet in the election for Ohio's 12th congressional district after yesterday's special election.
Right now, the Republican Troy Balderson leading the Democrat Danny O'Connor by a scant 1,800 votes, and there are still some 8,000 provisional and absentee ballots left to count. Now, despite the fact that this is still a very tight race and very much in doubt, the Republicans are claiming victory, but Democrats are saying not so fast.
There's correspondent Ryan Nobles. The death toll from Sunday's Indonesia earthquake stands at 131 as rescuers intensify efforts to find those buried in the rubble. I'm John Trout.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is The One, 95.1 FM. And, of course, for almost 50 years, KYMN 1080 AM radio. And we're broadcasting live in our studios in downtown Northfield, Minnesota, the City of License. And I have three individuals in the studio right now. And they include the mayor of Faribault, Kevin Voracek, the CEO of the Paradise Theater, Tristan Twitchell, and the man that does a rock and roll revival, Ray Coudray. And if you surround yourself by excellence, you can hide your, in a, your not being excellent. You guys are doing a great job. I appreciate it. And you have wonderful careers. And one of the most fortunate things is the fact that you get to do something that you like to do, that you love to do as a job. And that a lot of people don't have that. You know, I have to go to work today. You know, I don't want to go. What the oldest joke in the world about teachers? It starts off with the wife saying, "Honey, don't have that attitude." Well, actually, I blew it. You complain about having to go back to school when you start telling the story. And then the punchline is, "Honey, you have to go. You're the principal." So you've heard it 100 times,
I'm
sure.
That's pretty good.
All right. Anyhow, a couple of other things, and perhaps Ray will get back to you on your guitar. But you know who was in here yesterday or Monday? Monday? Steve Jennings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had an opportunity to play with him in the last year. He's really busy. He's a really fine musician.
It took me a couple of weeks or more to get him to come in because he's so busy.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought his ukulele.
Oh, really?
And
that's cool.
He said that he was going to teach me how to chord. Is that what you call it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see you have a 6-string.
Yep.
And the ukulele has 4.
Yep.
And he's going to show me 2 different things, and that you hold one and you point to your toe, and the other one you point to your nose or something like that.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Toe and nose and up and anyhow, I...
So you had some good mnemonics, good memory tricks for you to try and help you remember.
Well, I played it smart. And he wanted to do that on the air live. And I don't want to look like a dummy, you know. So I never got around to that. But after the show was over, he pulled it out. And actually, he had it out. He just grabbed it and said, "Here's what you do." And, you know, I admire people that can play any musical instrument, but when I watch them on a guitar, it's just amazing, like Randy Ferguson and,
oh, yeah,
and others.
He's quite,
you know,
talented.
Yeah.
Oofta.
And so he taught me these 2, and I think I use that finger.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
not the middle finger.
No, the one next to it, the little finger, and then the pointy finger. And when I went to do the next chord, instead of using this pointy finger, I used my thumb. And he said, "Well, I can do that. That's what I do." But that isn't the way you're supposed to do
that.
Right.
Most people don't do that. But there are a number of people who that they play guitar with their thumb the whole time. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Craig. I got to play Sunday with Craig Wozner in a band down at the Susanna Cernia had a big CD release. I don't know if you know Bob and Susanna.
No, tell me about that. I saw it on the Grand Event Center sign.
So it was a kind of a thank you for musicians that played on a CD that Susanna put together. So it was Lori Williams, Craig Wozner, myself, Dave Drentlaw, Wendy Smith, just some fine musicians. And I couldn't stop smiling looking down that stage at all those fine musicians who live within blocks of this space here, Wozner's being the furthest, maybe 2 miles or whatever.
Yeah
so yeah, it went really well. It was a packed house, and music went very well, and it was a real nice afternoon.
Now, I wonder if I know that lady, Susanna.
Well, Bob and Susanna Cernia used to own the business right next to the Grand Theater. If you go to the sidewalk, come out the door and go to the left.
Okay.
And I think it was some sort of a printing business. And then they recently sold that. They were quite active in local politics. They helped. She was the original president of the co-op and association that brought that in. And she's had her hand in a lot of local. They read off a list of organizations, Bob did, of the organization she's been in. And it probably sounds like something you would have for a list. You know, it was 2 pages worth of, you know, 40 different things she's done in town. She's been quite busy.
Sounds like a person I should have on the air.
Yeah, you'll have to get her. She lives kind of part-time. She's back and forth. They are moving out to New York. She's originally from there. They've been here about 25 years, but she'd be interesting to have on the air. She's had a lot of different things going on
here
in town.
Do you have a telephone number?
I could probably dig something up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that. Thank you for the heads up on that.
Yeah, she'd be
good. Is there still a recording studio in Northfield? I remember, you know Todd
Steve.
Thompson, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And Lori Wozner?
Yep, absolutely, okay. Yeah.
They
or Lori Wheeler now, right?
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyhow, they put together a studio, and it was in the building across from the south of the Grand Event Center.
Yep.
But on the same side, the west side.
Yep.
And I can't remember, but they cut jingles.
Yeah.
And, wrote them and played them and tried to do that business, and it didn't, unfortunately didn't succeed. But are there any other?
Well, I don't know if that's still going because Steve McKinstry then took that over. I think it was the same building. He's been there for many years, and I believe he still has it, but I'm not sure if I recorded some stuff there, actually. Years ago, a guy hired me to play on his CD. He was doing a demo that never really panned out for Nashville Publishing, and it was kind of a funny demo. It was supposed to be Party on the Couch, but the way he sang it, it sounded like Potty on the Couch. So
tremendous, yeah,
it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
So my friends give me a lot of grief about that song. But anyways, he hired us to do that. So I don't know if Steve McKinstry is still there or not. But of course, Craig now is firing up his studio. Craig Wozner has a studio out at his place. So he's been doing stuff, and Steve Jennings also does some recording as well, and engineering.
Is there one in Cannon Falls?
There was that Pachyderm studio was there.
The Pachyderm.
And that was kind of a big deal for a long time. And I think someone bought that. I think that's sort of still going in some fashion. I'm not 100% sure, though.
All right.
But when we recorded our CD, we actually had someone bring a studio to us. So they set up in this the old Cleaners, the Touche building down there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So if you go down on one end, he had his little engineering booth, and then on the other end, we recorded in the what used to be the actual Cleaners part, where you'd take your shirts and whatever, which was pretty funny because minus the counter, I just imagined myself dropping off my shirts as we were doing our
CD. Well, there's two businesses in that building now, right?
Yep, Evergreen Strings and then the Hotspot on the other end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is an area for musicians to go to and play.
Yep,
practice.
Play and record, practice.
Get to know others. Yeah.
We rent it all the time for rehearsals, actually. Because my guys in my band, a lot of them are from Rochester. So they'll come over and then we'll rent that space because it's easy in, easy out. It's a nice feel, and they're really, really good there. Martha Larson is in charge of that.
How did you get hooked up with Rochester people?
Well, one of my best friends from my hometown of Hallock, which is up on the Canadian border, moved to Rochester 30 years now ago. And then we'd always talked about doing something, and when we got around to it, then we started looking for musicians, and we actually put an ad on Craigslist and found someone that lived like 8 houses down from him in Rochester.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's how we ended up, and then now that friend, Rick, has moved on. Now he's moved somewhere else, and he's no longer with the band, but the band still goes, and we still have all our guys from down there. So we do a lot of shows down there.
Fred the Bear,
yep.
All right, I got a question of you, young lady, if I may. Thank you, by the way. We want to ask you, Kristen, about some of the other events that are going on that are not playing second fiddle. Little joke there.
Right.
But are participating, and that would be a Run Baby Run 5K race sponsored by Pregnancy Options. Now, that's an entire... When I first read it, I thought it was going to actually be like little toddlers that you're going to have a foot race with them, but evidently not.
I'm actually going to pass that off to Kevin because he's more familiar with the other stuff happening that's not directly connected to the Paradise. They're just other things that happen to happen the same weekend, so we're doing some cross-promotion.
All right. You are on the air.
We love the cross-promotion because it makes Faribault a destination for the weekend rather than just coming down for a festival. There's all these... other great things happening. So the Run Baby Run is, like you said, a fundraiser for the Pregnancy Options. This is their fourth year of doing
that. What is Pregnancy Options?
Pregnancy Options is a spot in Faribault where pregnant mothers or soon-to-be mothers or expecting mothers can go to find services that they need. Or, you know, new mothers even, you know, if they need baby clothes or if they need a crib or bottles or things like that. It's just a resource center for mothers and to-be mothers.
Okay.
So they've done
this. It's nothing with Planned Parenthood or anything like that.
So they've done this for, this is their fourth year. They've been around Faribault for longer than that. But it was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago that we started talking about, you know, doing a little cross promotion and making sure that they got onto our flyers just so that they drew more people. Because their race is a good race, and all the money goes for a great cause. So we wanted them to grow that event.
Do you know the course?
The course is on the east side. So they're kind of, they take off from the new middle school up by Shattuck St. Mary's, and then they run around on the top of the hill.
Okay. You know, I have to tell you something. My wife and I don't know what we were doing, but we were out cruising in the convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered parts of Faribault I had never seen. And I didn't realize that what a beautiful neighborhoods are.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're just beautiful, you know, with the Shattucks and with it just surprised me. I only knew Central Avenue, 4th Street,
right.
and that was pretty much about it.
Yeah. When you drive around Faribault, it's actually interesting to see the different ages of the neighborhoods and how they've developed over the years. And, you know, my house I just built 2 years ago now, and it's in a neighborhood where the last house was built 30 years ago. But there were two empty lots, so we slid one in. We made it match the neighborhood, and it fits in perfectly. And if you didn't know, you know, that it wasn't there 3 years ago, you would never know that it hadn't existed for 50 years.
Well, as mayor, did you have to have inspectors check it out?
I got to follow the same rules as everybody else does.
All right. Yep. Okay, so that's interesting. That starts at 7:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And you actually can go online to sign up, and it's a long – it's a – pre-pregnancy options FBO, Faribault.org.
Yep.
722 Ravine. I owned a house on Ravine Street one time.
Yeah.
And so I know that, I like that little drive down there. That's
beautiful.
Pretty cool.
Yep, yep.
What other things are going on? We've talked about the various bands that you have.
Yep.
And we talked about the chicken, and we talked about the barbecued ribs and the food wagons.
Yep.
The face painting.
Yes.
The pregnancy run and pregnancy options. And we'll probably get a little more information here from our friend Kristen.
Yes, so some other activities associated directly with the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest is we mentioned there's going to be lots of kids' activities with the second stage, as well as there's the giant inflatables. We have we added last year a creation station, so it's a place where anybody of any age can come and just make artwork out in front of the paradise. That's where the face painting will be. And we actually, in our galleries right now, have artwork that was created last year at that event on display in the galleries, along with other art inspired by this festival. So folks can come into the paradise. We're open 10 to 5 during the festival, and you can come check out the art galleries and see art that was inspired by the festival. And there's a couple other activities.
Well, before you tell them, why don't we have another song?
Oh, sure. Let's do that.
All right. Do you want me to do a live, or would you like me to play another cut off your Fred the Bear just for a while?
Well, what would you prefer? I can go either way. There's lots of good songs either way. I got new stuff, or I got that.
Okay. I'm going to tell
choose.
You right now that it's 19 minutes after Let's 11 o'clock, sometimes. So we can do one. We can do both. So it just depends on. You look like you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a little bit of a. This one here is a murder ballad.
Okay.
We've all had that urge, right?
Yes.
You take your broken dreams and you head on down the mountain. If I took it all, set the chimney in a burned out stoop. A couple of years, these words will erase the rest now.
There ain't nothing anybody can do. So you hold out tears and you know they ain't gonna help you. And you let them go cause you know it's all you can do. And you look at the sky and you wonder just how you got here. And you let out a sigh cause you know it's all because of you. So you set off through the woods one step at a time now. Left foot in front of the right one, it's all you can do. And you think back to the day when you first came up here. Walking arm in arm, each sensation so new to you. And you hold back the tears cause you know they ain't gonna help you. And you let them flow cause you know it's all you can do. And you look at the sky and you wonder just how you got here. And you let out a sigh cause you know it's all because of you. That old cabin felt so lonely. Once you lost the love we knew. You said that you'd love me only. And I believed it was true. Yeah, you hold back the tears cause you know they ain't gonna help you. And you let them flow cause you know it's all you can do. And you look at the sky and you wonder just how you got here. And you let out a sigh cause you know it's all because of you.
Don't you know it's all about you? And there's a guy by the name of Dick Jankowski that has written a book, and it's called It's All About Me. And the interesting thing of that is that he introduced it at the Three Links Care Center golf tournament last Thursday.
Oh, cool.
And I had an opportunity to also get behind the podium, and I told him, I said, you know what I like about you, Jankowski? Nothing. You took the title of my book away. I told my wife that story, and she laughed because it's all about me. Wayne, this isn't about you. When I do various things for her on her ambassador program. Where are you going? That's what I want to know. All right. We have somebody else on the air. My guest is on the air, and I'm going to hit a couple of buttons here, and away we go on the telephone. Good morning.
Morning.
And to whom am I speaking? Let me guess. I recognize the voice. Are you Heidi Owens?
You know what? Last I checked, that was it. That's me.
Well, Heidi.
Are
you on a cell phone?
I am. Is it bad?
Well, it was, but right now it sounds okay.
Okay. Well, I came outside.
Oh, thank you. Where are you at, Heidi?
I'm at home.
And where's home?
I'm just at home. Home in the bathroom.
Oh, now you must have turned around or something because you faded away.
I didn't do anything. I swear.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not coming in as well as I'd like. It fades out. But I'm going to have a couple of people say hello to you that you know very well. So let's have her say hello, and then you two can chat for a bit.
Hi, Heidi. This is Kristen Twitchell. We've been back and forth on text. Heidi just moved, so they've had a busy couple of weeks, I think, leading up to this show. But I think we'd love to hear a little bit more about the band and what our audience can expect when you guys take the stage as our headliners.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that lots of people have already been to a Hitchville show as long as we've been around for about 10 years now. So I feel like there's not much or many places we haven't been. When you come to the show, it's going to be a whole lot of country that you love, a whole lot of music that you love to hear. I have a fiddle player that plays. He's our utility player. He plays banjo. He plays fiddle. He plays guitar. He plays just about everything. Actually, the guy is ridiculously talented. So I feel like the music is really well covered. There's not anything missing. We work real hard at making sure that, you know, all the parts are there, all the vocals are there, and we have a really good time doing it. So I would say that that's what everybody's in for, a really good time.
Well, let me tell you something. I am looking at a poster for Hitchville. They'll be the final act of the big show coming up on Saturday in Faribault. Hitchville from 9 until 11 p.m., and this isn't your first time that you've been there. But I want to know, what's it like being the only woman in a seven-piece band?
That has been the story of my life. I've only been in one band in my life that had one other female in it. So for whatever reason, there's just a whole lot more men in bands than I've ever, not nearly as many women. I don't know why that is, because I know an awful lot of really talented women, but I don't know. I've just been doing it my whole life. It's like 25 plus years for me now. And I'm not just in a band with seven guys. I actually run the band. I'm the one that manages, books, I'm the agent, I'm the one that tells everyone where they need to be at what time and sets up whatever sound guy I have to ahead of time. My partner in this takes care of all the social media stuff and posts things and usually puts together our rehearsals and things like that. But the rest, I'm the one that's sort of in charge.
All right. Well, that's the story of my life in regards to a woman being in charge. But I got to ask you this. You said you were calling from home. Where is home?
Home is in Eden Prairie. I'm in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Now, when I was talking to, I believe, Matt, he said that he appeared once at First Avenue. And I didn't ask him what that experience was like. Can you help me out there?
Yes, I certainly can. I've actually had the pleasure of playing that place a couple different kind of times in a few different bands, but Hitchville played First Avenue after a big, I believe it was a Kenny Chesney concert that was at the Target Field. So it was amazing. I mean, the place was packed. The energy in the room is great. The sound in the room is something to die for. Unless you're horrible, there's no way to sound bad in that room. So, it has great acoustics. It has great lights. It's a great stage. It's just, the energy in that room is ridiculous. So and you know, what was great is one of my kids was there that night too. So that was, you know, that, cause it's, you can, in that particular room, there can be a no age limit, and that particular night there wasn't. So my daughter was able to come, and it was really odd to have her standing almost right dead center in front of me all evening long with all of her friends, and there's mom doing her job.
Well,
so that was a great experience. I'll never forget that, actually. That was awesome.
Heidi Owens, my guest here on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN out of Northfield, Minnesota. And you, of course, are the final act, and that is Hitchville. And do you have any particular theme song or song you're known for or a tune that you're known for where people request that they got to hear such and such by Hitchville?
Well, we have two albums, and I would say of the two albums, there's a song from each of them that we actually get asked quite often. I mean, they're in our set list anyways, but a lot of times we get asked. Lots of people come up and ask us to do Whoop It Up, it's called, from the first album. That got a lot of airplay, actually, on K102 here in the cities, as well as and iHeart played on our second album. That made it in the top. I think we were number one again in the iHeart Radio for a few weeks with a song from our second album called Love Is the Road.
Okay.
So we get asked a lot to do those. They're high energy. They're great songs. I mean, there isn't. I might be a little biased, but there's not a bad song on either album. So.
Well, I have to tell you something, Heidi Owens, that here on my show, which I've been doing. Well, I've been in broadcasting for 50 some years, but one thing that I do. Every time you say doo-doo, I think of somebody. But anyhow, what I do is I enjoy interviewing people, and the interviews last 2 hours. And where were you born? How many siblings, mom and dad, what did they do? Do you remember your grandparents? And then bring you up to the day that we're sitting in the studio. And I'm wondering if from Eden Prairie, if you'd ever want to venture on down to Northfield, Minnesota. I'm sure you know where that is. It's just before you get to Faribault. And do an interview with me. We archive it and we stream it. So it'd be a lot of fun. You think you'd want to do that?
Sure. Absolutely.
So, all right.
You bet I would. I don't know if we can get 2 hours out of it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give it a shot.
All three of the people sitting in the studio have been my guests, and all three of them said at 9 o'clock, what are we going to talk about? And at 11 o'clock, they said, where did the time go? It's a lot of fun. So I'm going to find your phone number from one of the people here and give you a call, and we'll get that done. But I'm more importantly looking forward to 9 o'clock Saturday night, Hitchville, live and in color in Faribault for their big blue collar barbecue and arts fest. And one last thing, Heidi, what instrument do you play?
Well, I play some piano, but I don't do that in the band. I just front and run around and sing a lot. So,
okay. Well, do you do the tambourine?
I do occasionally pull that out, yes. Lots of things get in my way. I have to be free to run around.
Okay.
And the tambourine is when I'm backing somebody else up and maybe singing a harmony part, but generally it's just me and the mic and the audience, and that's my favorite thing.
Do you sound just like Janis Joplin or Barbara Streisand?
Do I? Well, you know what? I don't think I sound like either one of them, but that's kind of too bad for me because they've done really well.
Well, but you know, that's quite a difference between the two. That's why I threw that in. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us live on the air on KYMN Radio. And I don't know if we'll open up your mics. If perhaps the people that are putting this all together want to say goodbye. Kristen Twitchell, do you have a word for your friend from Hitchville?
Yeah, just want to say thanks. We're really excited to have you all headlining the show. And we were joking earlier, this should be a little bit more comfortable to play this show than when you all played outside for the Super Bowl.
Right.
We're imagining that was a little chilly.
When it was like 10 degrees, you mean?
Yes. Probably a little easier to make for your instrumentalist, for sure, to get those fingers moving. But we're
super excited. Thank you so much for having us. It's going to be a great night. We're all really looking forward to it. So it's just a couple days away.
Yeah,
it's fast.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Heidi.
All right. Well, no, that was a fun interview. And I appreciate the fact that she had that experience not only at the Super Bowl venue, but also on the at First Avenue. That's a big feather in your hat. It is 26 minutes before 11 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair, and I have three guests in studio, and we will be back, continue our conversation all about the big day coming up on Saturday in Faribault, Minnesota, the 10th anniversary of the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest.
The producer bringing grain to the elevator. The farmer buying herbicide. The family filling up with gas. As a cooperative, we work together to help you succeed. The River Country Co-op works to make an impact in the community. At this time, the River Country Co-op would like to congratulate all the hard work of the 4-H students at the Dakota County Fair. Way to go, 4-Hers. River Country Cooperative in Randolph, Kenyon, Hastings, Lakeville, Montgomery, and St. Paul, working together to help you succeed.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend, baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man, all Minnesotan, all-star, five-time silver slugger, three-time gold glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
If you need to send a box far away or something overnight, want a cool sign for your business or a banner for your birthday, and you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox. You can make copies, get supplies, find a box, ship a box, buy stamps, fax a letter, get your mail, send your mail, make a sign, design a sign, fix a sticker, print a poster, FedEx, DHL, UPS, Speedy, or even through the U.S. mail. If you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox.
Somewhere in the Black Keys, the space is in between. That's where the beauty lies, within those things we cannot see. So throw away your sadness, girl, and come along with me. Nobody ever throws away their dreams. Pretty little girl with a real nice smile. Here
music on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you can count on. This is original music by a performer who is in studio right now, and the band is called Fred the Bear, and Ray Couture is my guest also. And Ray, I'm looking at the words and listening to the words, and they're inquisitive again about children. And so Between the Black Keys, for those that weren't paying attention to the words. What's that all about?
Well, I actually wrote this song at the old middle school when I used to teach over there. I had a Steinway grand piano in my math classroom because there was a storage issue. There was no place to put it. So I started playing around on the piano, which I actually don't play. And then I was just thinking about some students that I have that I've had in the past, and one of them in particular I had way a long time ago when I taught in California. Her name was Sasha, and Sasha got in a huge car accident, and she had kind of a messed up home life, but she was just a brilliant person and super super kind and decent. And when she got in this car accident, she went into a coma for, you know, weeks, and she woke up, and the first person she asked for was me, which was a story that was related to me later on, after I had moved away quite some time. So it just made me start thinking about, you know, what's happening when a kid who's seemingly, you know, a little rough around the edges when you're working with them, you know, what's going on in their life, and how does it all end up? Does it all end up well? And that's the arc in this song. And the arc here is a hopeful one of, you know, did you make it through? Did you find your, you know, family, someone to love you, and, you know, beautiful children and a nice piece of land is one of the lines at the end.
Well, I want to just read this one particular part here. Pretty little girl with a real nice smile. Hair ain't seen a comb in a while. Wonder what happens when you get home. Anybody there, or are you alone? Handsome young boy with hair in his eyes, putting on airs like a real tough guy. What's waiting for you at the end of the day? Raised by the video? Now that's where you'll stay. Excuse me. Got that. It got sentimental here reading that. That's very nice lyrics.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very.
That song actually means a lot. Yeah. And it came together rather interestingly in the studio because I don't play piano in any way, shape, or form. I just wrote the song on the piano, just kind of feeling my way around it. And then our drummer did all the keys on that track for me and like created what I tried to put in my mind. There's even a piano solo that I had in my head that he interpreted. I sort of fiddled around and showed him, here's what I want to do. And then he said, well, here's how you do it correctly.
That's Bob Kanzelman?
Yep, Bob Kanzelman. Yep.
Okay. You mentioned California, and I've been known to say things negative about California. What is your earplug? Keep unplugging there. Anyhow, you know, they have their, unfortunately, their wildfires. They have their floods. They have their mudslides. They have their poverty. They have their a lot of things, and it's supposed to be the greatest place in the world, California. And I see a lot of dark side to that state. Now, where did you teach in California?
Well, I actually saw all of everything you just described. I saw when I was there. I taught in Kern Valley, which is in the Sierra Nevada Mountains east of Bakersfield. If I walk out my back porch on my deck, I could look up and see the back of Mount Whitney. I was in the Sierra, in the Sierras by the Sequoia National Forest. So when I moved there, we pulled in to this valley, and it was just full of fire crew. It was the whole thing was on fire up in the high country. It was also one of the most poverty-stricken areas. I mean, it was Appalachian-type poverty. CBS, actually, the Sunday morning program that I don't know if it still runs, but ran back in the day. It was very popular. They did an hour-long special on this place. It was right next to a reservation, and we had a lot of people would go there just to disappear. But I also, you know, you'd go up in the high country, and when you're just hanging out and seeing the state, it's quite beautiful. And you drive 4 hours one way and you're at the ocean, and 3 hours another way, Death Valley, and 3 hours a different way, and you're at, you know, Yosemite. And I mean, there's just, it's unreal.
You know. Well, what drew you to that community?
Just a teaching job. I got hired over the phone. I came out of school in the 80s, and there were no jobs at all. There were, for math positions, there would be 400 applicants, which, you know, now, mm-hmm. now we get people that move into Northfield because they've taught for 20 years, and there's jobs open, and we have a little bit of a time to, to fill them. We're filling them with quality people, but only because now people are more portable because it's so hard to fill these jobs. Back then it wasn't that way. There were no jobs anywhere. So I searched nationwide, and I have some roots in Michigan, some family back there, and the principal, when he called me, he had roots in Michigan, and we made a connection. He hired me over the phone and went out there.
Well, when I moved here in 68, we lived down at 222 West 7th Street, which is right behind the chiropractor's office
in the
River Park Mall. There are 8 units there. $135 a month.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked me if I wanted to buy it, and it was $60,000. So you know that this was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason I bring that up is there was a teacher named Portia. I remember her last name now. And she was teaching at Washington, the new Washington, where the city hall is now.
Yep.
And her husband was a math major, and he could not find a job.
Yeah.
And she was the one that was lucky enough to get one, but he went for a while before. So that started evidently in the early 70s up to the 80s, where teachers were just abundant.
Yeah, yeah.
The baby boomers were starting to become teachers.
Right. You know, a lot of people came out with the GI Bill. There's a lot of the teachers that retired in the early 90s, which is when I got here, that had gone to school on the GI Bill, and they had been able to afford that, and then some of the baby boomers as well. So,
did they hire you over the phone?
Here?
Yeah.
No. I interviewed on about the hottest day in the last 18 centuries. I walked in to the wrong door, so I was in the bowels of the old middle school. You know, with all the plumbing is running through the halls. It looked like a bomb shelter. Actually, it was a bomb shelter. You probably knew that. That whole area was a bomb shelter. So I walked through there, and the kids were all in their classroom just sweating, and I got to my interview, and the people that were interviewing me, there were two women and two men, and the two men were just mad. They were just mad. You could tell every piece of their body language said that they were mad about being there. But I had walked by their classrooms earlier, and they had perfect control, like those two guys. And it turned out they were fantastic teachers. They were mad because they didn't get subs. They had to do it during their prep period, and they were the only ones on the last couple of days of school that were still doing something. And some other teachers were hired, and they got a sub. So I found out that story later. But, yeah, it was hotter than it could
be. Are you going to tell us who they were?
Well, it was Steve Meyerbachl and John Jarvis were the two that were mad. And John is like the kind – he's from Faribault, actually. I don't know if you know him, but he's one of the kindest people. He had class control. I never heard him ever raise his voice. Every kid loved him. He was really amazing. But that day he was just ticked off because he had a lot of work to do, and it was the end of school, and he had to sit down and talk to this young whippersnapper about whatever.
Did you ever work with Mr. Morris?
Oh, yeah, Ron Morris. He was one of the – I worked with such great teachers. Yeah, he was one of the senior teachers. He retired about maybe 5-10 years after I got here, probably 10, I suppose.
Yeah,
it was about 10 because we moved into the new middle school. He retired the year before we did that, or the year that we did that. I actually saw – I was out at his place a year ago.
Okay. How did you like the new middle school?
Well, the new middle school is very nice. I like it a lot. It's a beautiful building. It's well constructed. It's nice to teach in. The rooms are much more spacious. The kids can get around it better. They did a nice job with that place. And now they're fixing the parking lot, so it's
Well, there's a big show there on Friday night.
Oh, what's going on?
Or is it at the high school? I get that every year. I mix it up. The ambassador program will
select some
three young ladies for scholarships. So we are going to take a break and come back, and we're going to wrap up the things that are going on this Saturday. Fortunately, we have two people that know it all, but they're the nicest know-it-alls you'll ever meet, and that would be Kevin Voracek, the mayor of Faribault, and Kristen Twitchell, who is the CEO. Is that what I...
Executive director.
Okay, executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Hi, I'm Angie Taylor, Director of Life Enrichment at Three Links Care Center in Northfield. We offer daily activities at each of our facilities, including independent senior living, assisted living, care center, and memory care. The activities range from exercise classes to sing-alongs, games to gardening, from bus rides in the countryside to painting fine art. Activities are personalized for the individual. Please call Three Links at 664-8800 or find out more at threelinks.org.
We're back live and in color on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. The mayor of Northfield is, Faribault is with me. And that, of course, is Kevin Voracek. I just like to say the name Voracek. It's just got a rhythm to it.
It's a fun name.
Yeah, and I also have... of course, I have Kristen Twitchell. A couple of things on the poster that I want to, you choose whom you want to response. 12 hours of music, we talked about that. Family activities, you talked about that. Inflatables, you mentioned that. Food vendors, you did mention that. Revamped a barbecue competition, we talked about that. But here we go. You got a beer garden. You have a beer garden.
Yes, we do. Well, you know, no festival would be complete without it. So our beer garden is probably 40 feet off the front of the stage, and that's sponsored by Bowers Southside Liquor in Faribault. They come over and they contract with us to do all of our beer and our mixed drinks and, you know, whatever your heart's delight is.
Is that the one by Donahue's?
Yes. Yep, okay. Right across the street. They've been there forever. So Ray is a good supporter of the Paradise and the festival, and so he's been with us every year for that now.
One of our sponsors this year is Colorado High Vodka, and there will be some available, not a lot, limited supply, because it's a craft distillery.
What's the connection there?
My brother is connected to that distillery.
Okay.
So
well, there's always
I've called in the family connections. Yeah.
Colorado High
Vodka. Yeah, it's a hemp-based vodka.
Hemp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's nothing illegal. You could have it. You could get it here in Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yep.
And if we want to keep going down that list, we've also got a beanbag tournament that starts at 4 o'clock. So right after the barbecue contestants all clear out of their area, then we set up beanbags for the tournament.
Okay, now, here's a question.
All right.
Did you choose to call it a beanbag tournament?
Versus the other name? Yes. Yes, it sounds a whole lot better.
I'm from the old school, and when I heard at a defeated Jesse James Day meeting that somebody wanted to start a cornhole contest.
Right. So actually, there is a difference between beanbags and cornhole. The board is actually a different size, and the hole's a different size.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you're playing beanbags, it's a wider board and a little bit shorter. If you're playing cornhole, it's narrower and a little bit longer.
And, of course, there's corn in the bag, and the other one is a bean in the bag.
Right, yeah.
Just so that. But I'll never forget when I first heard that.
And there's sign-ups for that. It's a 24-team limit, and there's already 13 teams signed up. So if you want to do that, it's pcabbq.net is where you can get the form to sign up for that. Right.
And how much is the sign-up?
Sign-up, I think, is $20 a team.
A team. There's four on a team?
Two on a team.
Two on a team.
Yep, one for each side. So.
That's right.
Yep.
So, well, then you're going to have a cash payout?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and hopefully you spend it all back at the beer garden.
No, Is that hard to judge that? I mean, you have to have somebody there all the time to keep score to make sure nobody cheats, or do they take care of themselves in that regard?
They pretty much take care of themselves. Yeah. Judd Osterman Demro is sponsoring that tournament again this year, and so Eric plays in it, and he watches over the going-ons and the brackets and everything else. So
we're going to take one more break on KYMN Radio, then we'll come back and do a wrap on our conversation with a couple of people, three people, involved with the Blue Collar Barbecue and Arts Fest in Faribault coming up this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Leo Salve in Lakeville is not your typical power sports company. It's family-owned and run, meaning you actually get to talk to the owners. What's even more impressive is they have 25-plus employees, and they all work every hour they're open. So you don't have to stand in long lines waiting for help. Plus, get faster and more coordinated service. And getting parts? Well, there's so much experience behind the parts counter, you'll be amazed. Our motto is, we sell fun. But every day, our mission is to help you from finding parts, getting service, or shopping for something new. And fun, too. Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
Wenzel Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Wenzel HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
When it's time for preventative maintenance on your new car or truck, you don't just take your car into anyone. At Witt Brothers Service in Northfield, you know you found a name you can trust. To start, we're a Napa Auto Care Center, so the technicians we employ are experts trained in every aspect of your vehicle's maintenance. This gives you the peace of mind in knowing that everything we do is accepted under the terms of your manufacturer's warranty. Add to that the fact that we use quality Napa parts that meet or exceed original equipment and specifications. And you have the one place where you can entrust all of your vehicles. Come see Witt Brothers Service in downtown Northfield today.
5 minutes before 11 o'clock on KYMN Radio, 95.1 FM, the one. One last question, but I have to ask you something. When you have music from 11 until 11, and they're all professionals, they play for pay.
Right.
How do you raise money to pay, let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different bands.
Eight. You forgot the cover bands.
Oh, the
headliners.
You. Okay.
Yep. So we have lots of great festival partners. Right on our poster there, we got White Box, we got Genio Foods, we got Southside Overload, Faribault Daily News. You know, the fundraiser... The festival is a fundraiser for the Paradise Center for the Arts, and that's the one thing that we need to remember. So all this entertainment comes to you free, but we do ask for a $5 donation. We've got donation bins right out the front. And, you know, I always tell the story. I've got one guy that made it half a block into the event, and then he came back in, and he threw a $20 bill in the bucket, and then he goes, call me next year for a sponsorship, and he's sponsored it every year since then.
And who's that?
So that would be the Shieldsville Gas Station.
Okay.
Lake Country Bait and Tackle.
What is White Box? I'm sorry, I don't know.
White Box Advisors is actually another family draw in there. My brother's a partner in that company. They are kind of a corporate financial advisor. Oh. So they've sponsored the last 2 years. My brother is really huge into music. He is friends with Martin Zeller and the Gear Daddies and Tim Mahoney.
Ooh.
Back in the days of when they used to play the Exchange Club up in Cross Lake. He had some old rickety cabins and would throw the bands up at his place. And so he's a huge music lover. He actually lives in Austin, Texas, but still has some property in Minnesota and really loves to support live music. So since right. his sister so, happens so to run a music festival, I thought I could twist his arm a little bit.
So next year we can expect the Gear Daddies to be
here? I am working on it. No, we're trying very hard. They're a little outside of our price range right now, but maybe. Yep. And we mentioned the sponsors help a lot, and it's a great way to get your name out to 6,000-7,000 people. And
But if you were going to a festival like this, you know, that was all fenced in and you had to pay a cover charge, you would not be out of line for a $20 cover charge for this fabulous lineup of musicians.
Yeah. And one of the other ways they through the bar helps us raise money, because Ray gives us a split on that, the other Ray Bauer. but we actually, the Southern Minnesota Rugby Association does a pull tab booth, and they have a raffle. So online you can go and see they're raffling off an amazing grill smoker with $1,000 with the whole package, and you can buy raffle tickets now at the Paradise or Saturday at the event.
Yep.
Pull tabs, huh?
Pull tabs.
That's cardboard
cocaine.
Yeah, cardboard. I never heard that. That's funny. Yeah. I'll tell you, when I was in one of the places in town that had pull tabs, just several years ago, and some guy was playing, you know, 20 at a time and all that, and he's getting frustrated, and this other guy says, you know how you win at that game, don't you? And he said, no, what? Practice, practice, practice.
I thought,
We're going to be leaving with you. Maybe I'll play one of your selections here off the thing as we go out. But do you have some final words, because we want to hear more about Fred DeBaere?
Well, you know, we're playing a lot around, but my final words are really congratulations. I know you started here just maybe a few months after the station started up. Is that right?
I was the first voice on the station.
You were the first voice. Okay, yeah.
September 27th, 1968, Up, Up, and Away was my first song.
Really, really. Well, just congratulations. You are an institution and a legend, and it's really a pleasure to be here with you.
I like
Thanks for
guy.
What you do, yeah. you know, to promote events like this is going to be a good one on Saturday. Hope you make it down.
I'm looking forward to it. 11 to 11, and you can't go wrong. Bring your hunger, bring your thirst, bring your dancing shoes, and gosh, there's so much to do in 12 hours. I hope that people can get it all done. It's going to be a great weekend. Parking is
there's plenty of public parking all the way around us. You know, there's 18-hour lots. The 3 hours are enforced downtown on Saturdays, so be careful if you're in a 3-hour slot. But otherwise, there's plenty of 18-hour parking.
Okay, can you use like the depot and the roller skating rink?
Well, the depot will be full because they got something going on. But
okay.
You can use Crooked Pint because they're not open yet, the former Boston's building. And then there's another 18-hour lot right across the street from one. There's one right next to 10,000 Drops in F-Town Brewing. There's two parking lots over there. So everything's within a block or two.
And no car show or a motorcycle show part of it?
Nope, not this year.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. I want to thank all three of you for coming in. Thank you for your music, and I'm looking forward. This year is not a year for the Rock and Roll
Review.
This
is it.
This is a year.
This is the year. I'm working on it daily.
You know who I'm working on?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to work on Mr. Wozner to get seats.
Oh, yeah.
He took care of me last year.
Well, there you go. You get a hold of me. I think I might be able to know. I know a guy.
Okay. And, Kristen, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you for all what you do to help promote your community. And, of course, the mayor of Faribault, been my guest. I was thinking about you the other day and wondering, hey, how are things going? I know what I wanted to ask you. Is there some place people can go and see the average cost of a home in a community?
Yeah, there's always population statistics like that. The state of Minnesota puts those out. And you can just do a Google search for the economics on that. It'll just pop right up.
For example, could you say a $200,000 home, the taxes on that in Faribault compared to Northfield or Dundas or
I don't know
Cannon
if you
Falls.
Could do an internet search for that. Yeah. But they are all being published right now because everybody's in budget season. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
We thank you for letting us come up and promote our festival this Saturday, and it'll be a good time.
Okay, Kevin Voracek. And now I'm going to do a number here for us on KYMN Radio. Do I still have? Yeah, I still have the CD. Is cut one going to be okay?
Everyone is good.
Everyone is good.